Talking today with Mark Hodges from Plains Grains. Mark, we've had a chance to start seeing some of the impact of our springtime weather. We've got a whole multitude of freezes that various parts of the hard red winter wheat belt have suffered here in the springtime of 2013. Obviously, most of the region has been dry last fall and over the winter months. I know that you watch really the entire hard red winter wheat belt because of the quality studies that Plains Grains are noted for. What are you seeing right now? How bad is it top to bottom?
Well, of course, it is the drought is probably more devastating than what the freeze has been if you look on a wide scale basin. Of course, that starts in South Dakota and moves southward into the Nebraska panhandle, and they have had some freeze damage, but really, it's the drought has really devastated them. They'll harvest very little wheat in the Nebraska panhandle. Then as you move southward into Colorado, we discussed a statement last week from Daryl Hanovan, the administrator of the Colorado Wheat Administrative Committee, made in a tour that he and the wheat breeder in Colorado and the two state statisticians made south of I-70, headed south, and their intent was to stop at fields and count tillers and try to come up with a yield. And Daryl made the statement that they drove over 100 miles and never stopped once. They didn't need to because there weren't any tillers there. That is a pretty accurate statement, even from my perspective of being in southeast Colorado, and the drought has really devastated them. I was through there in February through the Eads, Kit Carson, north of Lamar area. Even on rangeland, there's not any grass left. And, if they don't get some moisture, significant moisture fairly quickly, rangeland's even going to be blowing up there. So it's very devastated by drought. And, of course, as you move into the Oklahoma Panhandle west of Guymon, as Rick Kochenour has mentioned more than once, drought is very severe up there. If you look on a drought monitor, it reflects that. And then, of course, as you move into Texas Panhandle, you see a lot of the same thing.
Now, when you start thinking about the overall crop, and maybe if we zero and talk a little bit about maybe Oklahoma specifically, we're talking about the downside of a roller coaster. Last year, good yield, good overall production, simply not going to be there this year.
No, it's not. It's probably half of what we had last year. Realistically, half, and we hope it doesn't go any lower than that. It potentially could. And, of course, what I start to look at now from a quality perspective, and, of course, I try to look at the negatives that could happen to us and not necessarily the positive that might come out of the crop, but I think we're heavily weighted on the risk side for being concerned about quality right now. And that being that with the freeze, we don't know how much damage, as I mentioned before, exactly how much damage it's done to the crop and how that's going to equate out to yields, because if we have stem damage and that plant can't conduct nutrients upward, we can have some issues there. It's been a blessing on the front side from a freeze standpoint that we didn't have more damage than we did, because the plants weren't as far along, not as far progressed physiologically. But on the other hand, it may be a curse on the tail end that we may have grain fill during a time when we have hot, dry, windy weather, which we also don't want. And so we're concerned about what those kernel characteristics might be from that perspective. And then as you move westward, because of lack of root system development, we really are going to have some timely moisture every week to 10 days in those western areas so that that plant doesn't run out of water. When the temperatures get above 85 degrees and we get those 30-mile-an-hour southwest winds and 20% humidity, there's going to be a lot of demand, water demand on that plant at that point.
And, you alluded to the fact that we could see grain fill and harvest as a result a lot later than normal. This may be one of the later crops in recent memory.
It certainly will be. And, of course, as a perspective, May the 3rd last year, we were cutting wheat in Altus. And, just as a contrast, we may obviously be as late this year as we were early last year, and we were roughly 2 weeks. So we may be 10 days, 2 weeks later on harvest this year. Of course, somewhat depends on weather conditions from this point forward, but we are certainly late.
As you put your OGI hat on and think about varieties, both the OGI varieties, but other varieties that are out there available to our Southern Plains wheat producers. What have you seen? Anything you've really noticed about varieties at the various trials this year?
Well, that wheat breeder walks a very fine line, no matter what private company or public system he's in, because obviously once something that's early enough that will try to beat the hot weather and maturity, but it can't be too early or we end up with freeze damage like we did this year. And on the other side, it can't be too late with maturity because, again, you get back in those hot, dry winds. So they're walking somewhat at a tightrope. So we stress to producers, look at multi-year data. Don't go by 1 year's worth of data. You know, this year you're going to look at – producers are going to look at data, and almost assuredly you look at those varieties that are break dormancy early and take off. They got nailed by the freeze pretty hard. By the same token, he'll probably be able to look at some of those varieties that are later maturing, and they're probably going to do better. Last year, that was probably completely reversed because in March it quit raining, and, you know, April and May, we had some mid to upper 90s, some real transpiration demands on those plants. And so those later maturing varieties got hurt pretty bad. So you look at the average. But, you know, again, we just stressed producers that they looked at the 2 or 3 year average and try to make variety selections based on that.